From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met today with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang to discuss trade and economic ties. He's now on his way to Manila, the final stop on a five-nation Asian trip.
Later today, I will travel to the Philippines, where I will discuss many of these issues at the U.S. ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. The ASEAN Summit is going to be something I think very, very special. I look forward to attending. We will also discuss the growing threat from North Korea.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference with President Quang earlier. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy arrives in Catalonia today for his first visit since Madrid imposed direct rule on the region. His visit to Barcelona comes one day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city demanding the release of jailed leaders and the recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. 40 members of parliament from British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party have agreed to sign a letter of no confidence in her. This is 8 short of the number needed to trigger a party leadership contest, the mechanism through which May could be forced from office. Lebanese President Michel Aoun has called on Saudi Arabia to explain why Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after he resigned unexpectedly during a visit in Riyadh. Aoun has yet to formally accept Hariri's resignation. White House said Hariri has been a trusted partner of the United States in strengthening Lebanese institutions. This is VOA News. Leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government says it will not cooperate with the ICC. Mohamed Youssef reporting now from VOA's East Africa Bureau.
Speaking to reporters in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Justice Minister Aime Laurentin says the ICC has no right to conduct an investigation in her country.
Burundi not being state party to the ICC statute is not concerned with the so-called decision of that court. The government of Burundi rejects that decision and reiterates its firm determination that it will not cooperate with international criminal courts or any other fraudulent manipulation intending to facilitate extend the mandate of the ICC on the territory of Burundi.
The government response comes a day after 3 judges at the ICC authorized the prosecutor to open an investigation into alleged human rights abuses committed inside and outside of Burundi between April 2015 and October 2017. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Pakistan's Interior Ministry recently responded to an inquiry from the parliament, the upper house, on how slain Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansoor was able to get a Pakistani passport. Mansoor was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan in May of 2016 when he was reportedly returning from a visit to neighboring Iran. Both his Pakistani passport and ID card were recovered near the car, which was destroyed in the drone attack. Mansoor was using an alias to avoid being tracked by authorities. A survey conducted by the United Nations Refugee Agency for more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds 1/3 are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dania Khan tells VOA they decided to conduct the survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what help was most needed.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of household headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says many people suffer from various disabilities and many children are separated from their families. She says all these people will require special life-saving support. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.